Okay, so today's stuff is Nun He, and we started the final parak last year of the list of the individuals that are Chayiv Chenek. So let's go through them now. It says Elohim Nechnakim, as now the first of the list was Hamakeh Lemakzer Hazara, so it was Makeh Avivimor, someone who strikes his parents. So the question is, where's the Azara? It's quite clear where the punishment is Makeh Avivimor Yumat, he's going to be killed. But also, as you know, there's always an Azara. There's an always a lotus that has to be mentioned separately. So in this situation, it says as follows: Minayin says Arvi Mekenu U Shalom Aleichem Menachem, good to have you back. So Arvi Yekenu Lo Yosef. Says Ma im mishehu mitzuvah lahakot harihu mitzvah shelo lahakot. This refers to the issur of someone who's administering malchus, and he has a mitzvah to do so. However, if he goes gives him one more than he should have, there's an issur lo taseh associated with him. Lo yosef. So misha enu mitzuvah. When it comes to a child who's not mitzuvah in that context, to strike his parent, meaning even his parents are rasha. It's brought down halacha. If his parents are Russia, he cannot be the one to administer malchus. So therefore, in odin kavachomer, there's an issur of a striking a parent that it, not in the context of let's call it the mitzvah, meaning not it, when it's not due to him. If you understand, so I'll say it one more time because I didn't think it clearly. In other words, if the for someone who's mitzvah to give malchus. To give strike someone when the Beit Din so deems is requires it. There's a mitzvah not to give him more, meaning not to go beyond that limit and strike him when he's not chuyav. So kal vachomer for a child to a parent who even the context of mitzvah he's not allowed to be the one to administer a kal vachomer. There's a lot to say in striking a parent. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Einu chayiv ad shi yaseh b'chavurah." The Mishnah says until he gives a chavur a cause him to bleed. Or it doesn't actually cause him to bleed. All it says is he causes a wound. And the question is, what chavura are we talking about? Is a chavurat b'shabbat or chavurat nezikin? Meaning chavurat shabbat, so I'll just show you the korbanot. It says, do we need him to bleed like a nezikin? Why in a nezikin? Because be'inan shiachaser aver or some sort of limb or some skin is removed. V'zeh yi'efshar el. The only way to do that is bot adam. Or Dilma, maybe not. Afilu nitzrara dam tachata, or even if it just bruises the parent. Havalei chabura she'eno chozeret v'chayav alav b'shabbos. That's a wound. It's called bleeding under the skin, and that's that one would be chayav and Shabbos for that. So the question is, what's the limit? He has to physically bleed, or is bruising enough? Because the Gemara now says in teima kachavru Shabbos afilu lochiser. If it's like Shabbos, even bruising would be sufficient. The in chabrut nezikin, if it is like nezikin, achiyachaser, like we were explaining the korban aida. Okay, nisina halacha bet. The gonev nefesh, that's another one, someone who kidnaps. The Gemara Mishnah says, gonev nefesh mi Yisrael einu chayv achiyach nisenu l'rishuto until he takes him into rishut. So just to explain this, the korban aida says, achiyach nisenu l'rishut means until he brings him into rishut, vishtamesh bo, and then sells him. So he has to make use of him. We'll see the next din Rabbi Huda says Vishtamesh Bo. So what's the difference than the din Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama? We'll get to that in a moment. How it says Vinimtza biyado, what's biyado? Eino el rishuto. So it has to be in his rishut. So that means Ashichnez rishuto. Vehen omer kol arzo miyado. So that was in his rishut. So he has to Vishtamesh Bo. So he has to kidnap the person and then go on the korbanot and sell him to be chayiv. Rabbi Huda says Dash nisenu rishuto Vishtamesh Bo shnevitamer bo umcharo. So the question is, what's the difference then the way I've just explained it between Yehuda and the Tanakhama? Because it seems to be the Yehuda is saying exactly the same thing. He has to add Shishtamesh Bo. So the Korban Eda says that it's actually Tashmishave Pruta. He has to be Shave Pruta's worth of like using this person he kidnapped. Okay, fine. Let's Hagonevet Beno, what if someone kidnaps his son? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka says Mechayev, the Chachamim, however, says Pturim. We'll discuss that in the Gemara when we get there. And if someone steals someone who is a half slave, half free person, and that, of course, as you know, is if there were two people that owned an eved and one of them freed his share, in that situation, Rabbi Yehuda's. Now, I'm going to go to the Korbanot here because you kind of need this to understand what the Gemara says even later on. So he says, Dichtiv. This is the pasuk of kidnapping some kimitzah ishva gonev nefesh me'echav. So what's me'echav? And then it says, Mi B'nai Israel, from his brothers, from B'nai Israel. So what's that mean? So Me'echav, he understands, is Lemi'utei Avadim. So his brother on Ebed. And Mi B'nai Israel is another Mi'ut. So Ikatav Min Israel, Havem Atinan, Mishachetzi Achetzi Avagrim. Had it just said Mi B'nai Israel would have already excluded someone who's Chetzi Achetzi Avagrim. Hachichtiv Mi B'nai Israel. We've got Mechav Mene Israel, you've got a double thing, Miut Acharin. We have a tre Miut, Ve'in Miut Achar Miut El Rabot. You've got a double Miut, and a double Miut's now coming to Merabeh. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he says it's Merabeh. It includes this Chatzi Ebe Chatzi Ben Korin. Habachachamim Ptorim says, Me'echav Lav Lemeute Avadim, doesn't exclude Avadim. Taha Achim Hemel Mitzvot, because they also are Chayiv Mitzvah Shloz Magrama. However, to the same scope as an issue would say, Ella B'nai Israel on its own is Limut Abadim, Mi B'nai Israel, B'nai Israel, Mi B'nai Israel is Limut Mish Chetze Eved, Chetze Ben Chorim. So all you've got is one Miut. Okay, and that's why he excludes Chetze Eved, Chetze Ben Chorim. Okay, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda, who has Me'echav, he understands it's already a Miut for Eved, so Miut Achar Miut is a little robot. That's not in the Gemara. Someone strikes his parents. That's what the previous mission, but now it's going to Geneva. So Azara le Geneva Harishona Minayim. So if you remember, this Rishona and Achrona, the first and second stealing, we explained it according to Orban El last time we saw it, when Perek Ben Sora Moreh. And this is referring to the fact that this is the Ben Sora, the boy, steals from his parents. The first time he's taken the Beit Din, and the parents say he's not listening to us, etc. They warn him, they give him Malkus. And the second time they bring the Beit Din, and he's still in that situation, that's when they kill this Ben Sora Moreh, and we learned a lot more detail. But the question is, in order to give him Malkus, has to be some sort of Azhara, some sort of warning, like a Lot Aseh, a warning in the Torah. So the question is, Azhara Lignava Harishona Minayin, that's from Lot Tignov. And that's Lotignov, Lotem Brachad Shaker, like that's in Aser Tidibon. Azar le Gneva Shnia, the second Gneva, the second time we can actually kill him, that's from Velotignovu. Okay, Lotignovu, Lotchu, Velotchaku, Ishba Amito. Then it says, one second, you've also got Lotignovu. Now, this the way I explained it last time, explaining Kromane says it here. It says, Adain Kasha, Lamani Azara, why don't I need to know Azara on top to steal? I already know from Ribbit and Onar taking advantage of the people where you're making lose money that you're not allowed to effectively take things unjustly. So why do I need Lektig Novel? That means even Almanat Lemekat. This is even if you don't want the object, you're just trying to teach him a lesson. Okay? As we said, like someone, classic things where you're trying to teach someone to look after their items. And so he left the phone on the table, always leaves the phone on the table. So I'll make him squirm for a bit. I'll take it away, make him squirm. You're not allowed to do that. Or let's say you want to give someone money and the guy doesn't want to he doesn't want to receive any money from anybody, but he's very much in a financial straits. You think, I've got a great idea, I'll steal from him. And then baiting the mechayim me to pay him back careful or 405, and that way I can give him lots of money. Still nice intentions, still an avera. Now Gemara says, Ben Bagam Omer lo tignov et shelcha me'achar ganav shelo tireg gonev. So he understands that you want to steal, let's say one's item was stolen. You know that I go to the ganav and steal it back and have the appearance of acting like a ganav. Get it back that way. Now Rav Yochanan B'Shem Rav Yehoshua says, Einu chayev, this is back to the Ben Surim Re, ad shignov ma'ot, unless he steals actually money itself and purchases the meat. Not stealing the meat from his parents, right? Stealing the money and purchasing. Reb Zira, Reb Yochanan B'Shem Rabbo Shai, Einu Chayv Ad She Yizal Zel B'mon, until he squanders or wastes the money. But what does that mean? Ma'u Ad She Yizal Ma'ot, if you remember, we discussed this as well. Ma'an Kaimim Im Bahu Da'amar Halacha Chamesh V'hav Lan Plata, if he says he's five and give me three worth, he's a shoyter, he's a fool. He's paying double for what's value. That's what we can't be talking about. Ella, if it's he's three and I'm going to get five worth, he's slatim avachayim. Well, Barnashu is a chacham, he's clever. That's a good dealer. However, in Ella kenayin kaimi must be damo havu lechachamesh v'havli chamesh. This is where he says he is five, and I want five worth. Because by the way, zelzel merkos comes from lashon of zolel v'sover, right? Like lashon zolel. So what does it mean? He gives him five and gets five back. The way we explain Korban Eda, he says that was to exclude the fact it was very buying expensive meat. Right? So it's something that it could be mamshich, something that could be an addictive pattern. If it's going to go prime meat the entire time, you won't necessarily be able to afford or be able to steal enough to make it an addictive pattern. However, interestingly, the Yezalzel, the Pnei Moshe, it doesn't say it here, but we said it before. The Pnei Moshe says that this is dealing with the fact where he goes to the market and finds meat being cheap. So therefore, he'll spend all the money he stole to get all that meat, even though he doesn't need all that meat. Right? He wants to sp still spend $100 worth. He thought $100 buying a kilo, now he can buy him 2 kilo, buy the 2 kilo anyway and spend $100. Right? That is the that's the so-called wastage or zolel we're referring to here. Okay, that was Pnei Moshe. Let's continue. Now, Haynu Ganav, Haynu Gazlan. This is also, we saw this before. What is it from the Ganav and Gazlan? So, Amar Rav Hila Ganav Bifnei Edim, a Ganav, it does it in front of, it's caught in front of Edim. However, Bifnei, that's Bifnei Edim is a Ganav. And Bifnei Baalim is Gazlan, who, if he does it in front of, this is a robber, someone who's, you know, comes before the owners themselves and, you know, stick him up and give it to me, that is a Gazlan. That's like what we understood, the classic understanding. Havam Mazira Ma'ata, Finut Kavim Gozlo. So, which is interesting because he says, now it's difficult to understand this, but the way we explain a korban eidim, I'll explain it again. He says, Hachipirushor, this is his revizier. He says, Parech imken, imit kavem ligzol adavara gazul. If someone tries to steal something that was already stolen, the gamma baal anymore, and the owner's with it, ain't there. That's not a gazlan. Why? Who il the ain't there bifnei habalim? It's not in front of the balim. Sharei ha kishugozlan, because when they steal it, he's no longer the balim. So I'm not exactly sure what the kasher is here, but he understands that that even in front of balim one, because in the balim there can't be a gazlan. So I'm not exactly sure what the kasher is. But that's how we explained the korbanot last time. But according to korbanot, but the Gemara now says v'hainu gazlan. What then is according to Reb Zira? However you understand his kasher. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Susrata, he says, "V'shem Rabbi Aval, ad she'gzol b'fnei asra." This is actually someone who steals in public in front of 10 people. Binyamshu kolam, if you remember, that was Benao ben Yoyada, v'gzol miyada mitzrim. He stole the chanit from the mitzri. That was a sign of bravery. That was and v'yogehu b'chanito, and stole it from the mitzri and killed him with his own spear. All right, that was in Shmuel talks about his military. Okay, let's continue. My time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. This is the opinion of why someone is chayav if he even kidnaps his own son, right? Because it says mi b'nei Yisrael, from amongst b'nei Yisrael, and however, my time of the Rabbanan me'echav from his brothers and lo b'nei Yisrael. So again, you've got the two lashons in the pasuk me'echav b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael, according to Bruka, means anyone from Am Yisrael could even include his son, whereas Chachamim says me'echav from the brothers and not his child. Okay. So my time to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the last piece here, is the debate from Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim regarding someone who steals an eved, chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorim. We went into much more detail on the Mishnah through the Korban Eda to understand this line of the Gemara, which is Rabbi Yehuda says me'echav is a ribui, afilu miktzat echav, umata rabbana, me'echav is actually miut, ad sheyeh kulo echav. So again, why is it ribui? Why is it miut? And as I explained to you, it's how you understand the, if like the pasuk according to Korban Eda, whether it's a miut achah miut, therefore a ribui, or just a single miut. Okay, now we go to the next case of the person chayav chenek, and that is zaken mamre. So that's zaken mamre al pi beitin. That's someone who rebels, if you like, chacham against the Sanhedrin. Okay, shneimar ki blei mimcha davar mishpat ben dam adam din ledin. And we'll explain all the dam adam din ledin. We get to the Gemara. It says shlosha bati din. Let's try and understand it. Work on. In Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, were three batei dinim. Ayusha machad al petach harabayit. One was in the opening harabayit. Echad al petach hazara. So petach harabayit. Yes, sorry, I was right. It's a Pnei Moshe. It says chad petach harabayit. That's who shara mizrachish lifnim menachel. So if you remember, harabayit itself is tak-tak, 500 by 500, big space. Within there, you've got the Ezrat Nashim and Azara. You've been learning about this in Daf Yomi now, and that will surround. Actually, we're doing this in Mishnah Yomi as well in Middot, and surrounding that whole section, so the long rectangular section, which was not centered on Har HaBayit, was this chel, a small little fence around it. So it's saying that's a Shar Mizrahi, the left, which is, when I'm saying left, I'm thinking of the map in my head, but the eastern gate, so opposite the western walls on the other side, behind the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So it's all the way to the other side. Probably the entrance stairs, Ratnashim, inside from the Chel. It says Lifnei Ezrat Hashem, before Ezrat Hashem. Because if you remember, you go from the Ezrat Hashem, that's where the Simcha Beit HaShoava was, a massive area. And from there, you go through the Shaar Nikanor into the Azara. Okay, I maybe should have brought the charts, but I hope that's enough. That's the first one. Then, and the next one was the Petach HaHarabait. The next one's Petach HaZara. Petach HaZara, Korban Eder says, this is Yoshev Lamala Emenu, is above, that you go through the Ezras Nashim just before you get to Ezrat Israel. Ezrat Israel is a strip inside, just as you go through the Shaar Nikanor, sort of in the just by the Azara. The Chadishagazet, and the third one, that's the Sun, where the Sanhedrin of 71 sat, that was in Lishchat HaGazet, which was in half in Kodesh, half in Chol. Which is from the maps, let me get my bearings right, that's kind of on the northeastern corner of the Azara, that area. Now, the Gemara says, what would happen? There was a dispute in the town in terms of one Chacham said this, the other Beit Hiddin says the other. Bain, they come to the Petach HaRabayit, they come to the first one, the first of the Batei Dinim. This is what I hold, this is what my friends hold. This is what I received in teaching, that's what my friends received. Im Shamuf, the Beit Din said they knew it. Amru Lohem, they said this is what this is halacha, go away. Vim love, if not, the Ba'im they come to the Petach HaRazara, they would escalate. Vermo kach darashti, this is what I learned from Chashul Chaverai, kach li meditani, kach lamdu Chaverai, or im shamu, once again, if they heard it, amru lahem, this is halacha, vim love, they'd escalate once again. Eilu ve'elu ba'im le'beit din agadol, shebelish hat agazit. Misham, because there, misham, ki mitzion teitzei Torah, from there, misham, Torah yotzeh le'kol Yisrael. Shenema min ha'akom ha'u, asher yivchar Hashem. From the place I've chosen you, that is a place. Right? It's important once again, it's always the end of the pasuk. At which I'm instructing you. So the instructions come from Menachem. Chazal, let's say they told him what's what. He goes back to his town, and he simply keeps giving shiur according to his shita. That's not a problem, patur. However, if Horana Asot, if he says, not only is this what I'm teaching you, but this is how you must behave, despite the fact he's been told otherwise, that's when he's a zakeh mamre. Shneimar v'isha sheyaaseh bezadon dafka hora la'asot. So einu chayv ad sharo la'asot, until he's only chayv like this, the unless if only if he dafka hora la'asot to do. However, a talmid, what's a talmid that hasn't reached the level of instruction yet to be to paskin? If he did so, then he'd be patur. So nimtza chamuro kulo. We find the chumrah of his aveira ends up being a kula, meaning his talmid is not in gil or he's already paskin in unless he's that the kula is that he's not chayev. Okay. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Zake mamre, chazal v'shema. Now the Gemara says k'tiv, ki yipaleh mincha davar lemishpat. So the whole pasuk is just to get it right. Kibalim mecham davar mishpat ben dan ladan ledin ladin ben neged neged divrei revot b'sharecha v'kamta avlita l'makom asher yivchad Hashem lokech avot. So we've got a discussion here regarding in the psukim of lots of types of dinim. So we're going to flesh it out. So kipaleh mincha davar lemishpat magid shemuflash bebeit din hakatuv medaber. Okay. So mumchalamaitin. So the Zaken Mamre is only referring to someone who is a Bal Hora'ah and not a Talmud. Okay. Mincha, what's the matter of Mincha? Mincha ze Eitzah. What's Eitzah? Korban Eder says is referring to Ibur HaShana. Some matter got to do with the calculations of the year. Okay. In terms of whether you add a month or not. Davar, Mincha Davar, what's Davar? Zu Agada. What's Agada? It's Halacha Lemoshe Mesinai. So even for these things, we're talking about the extent of the types of laws that someone could be found as Zaken Mamre. Bein dam ledam, that's bein dam nida ledam betulim, dam nida ledam ziva, dam ledam tzarat. Halacha has got to do with all those laws, which is tame or tahor, dam nida or dam betulim, dam nida, dam ziva makes a difference in terms of the type of tuma and tara associated with it. We'll discuss it eventually when we get to laws of nida and dam tzarat. Next. Bein din ledin, bein dinei mamonot ledinei nefashot. Fine, those areas. Bein din ledin, bein haniskalim nisrafim leharagim lenechnakim, or the bein din. Bein nega lenega, the difference between mitzora muskan and mitzora muchlat. Muskara has the signs of tzara'at, so a white mark, but he goes into quarantine. A mukhla, for example, he has, if we're talking about mitzvah of the skin, is either now it's spread, it's developed a michiyah, a healthy part in the middle, or it's grown two white hairs. Next, bein nega la nega, bein nega adam, le nega begadim, le nega batin. So we also have, we can be nega, referring negaim, as in tzara'at, referring to the person affecting his skin, his clothing, or to houses. Now it says divrei. Now I'm going to read the text here, but the Korban switches it. It says divrei the zuashkat sota varifata egla v'tarat metzora and rivot is elu erech erachim v'chamar v'charamim v'tmurot v'hekdeshot. So the Korban switches it. He says divrei actually refers to a meaning that which one utters with their divarim. So that refers to arachim. That's a type of dedication. If you remember to the base of Mikdash, one says an erech of so and so. And based on the person's age and gender, that is what is how he has to actually commit. You look in the Psukim in the Torah, and it says, based on age and gender, how much one has to contribute. Charamim can either be charame konim or charame hekdesh, so either gifts have to be given to the konim or to the base of Mikdash. But tzmurot vehekdesh, so tzmura is if someone is, and there's a good korban, he says, I want this to be in exchange for that. They both have to be offered as korbanot in general, except for tumat chatat to be killed. He'll have to die. The hekdesh or other forms of hekdesh. The kamta, what's a kamta means? Kamta mi beitin. You've got to get up. Mashma, they were sitting down. So this was deliberation in beitin. Va'alita zu aliyah, according to Bnei Moshe, now you've got to go to Yerushalayim. Okay, so the debate was regarding any of these matters. We've seen the full scope of these matters. It could be any area, sounds like, of Torah. And they have to go to Shalim. Devar acher valita mikan la beit abchira the beit mitzvah libane ela begovah shel olam has to be the highest point. Umatam ki bahar kodshi the pasuk continues before we continue the Gemara bahar kodshi bahar marom like it's at a height. Similarly bahar marom Yisrael ishtalena v'nasa anafu v'asa pri again two expressions pesukim referring to the beit hamikdash being at a height. Uvata if the kam la rabot also to the beit in Yavna. And Reb Zeira Omer l'she'ila. Sorry, what is this she'ila? The korbanator here says, I had it 1 second. Here l'she'ila shitzvichim leilech v'lishol me'emura. You've got to ask instruction. Aval ein v'chayv mita ele im ken imra neged abeding elu shalayim. In other words, it's only be considered zakeh mamre if you did go and take counsel and you did go to the Senate of Mishalayim and they gave an instruction and he went against it. Okay, let's continue. Zakeh mamre shor lasod v'asachayah. So Zake Mamre that instructed people to go, follow his ruling against the Sanhedrin, he would be chayev. Horav lo asa, then he'd be patur. Now it's interesting here what this is referring to because it gets a bit confusing. But the way the Pnei Moshe says, horav lo asa, if he just taught stam, meaning not to follow it and not to follow it, velo asa, and he didn't follow it, then obviously he wouldn't be chayev. But if he followed it. However, Horai, if he taught this, this is my position, but he said, Amanat shelo la'asot. I don't want anyone to follow this, but this is how I learned from my rabbein, etc., etc. Then we say he's patur. Horai Amanat la'asot, if he goes to shul, is shul, and he says, everyone must be following the instruction, must do like this. Afal pi shelo asa, even if he didn't go ahead and do it himself, he would nonetheless be chayev. So there seems to be, this is like really follows the Panem Moshe's reading the Gemara, but and I'm not so clear on the Korban Eda here, but it seems to be there's three levels. If it's Stam, it depends if he follows it or not. If he's Sora Lasot, it doesn't matter if he follows it himself. And if he says Solo Lasot, then he wouldn't be Chayv. Now, Amar Avila, Tani Rabbi Shmalken, Asher Yaseh, meaning, as we said, Yaseh, but in other words, the other people should Yaseh, but lo who should Yaseh, even if he himself didn't follow it. Now, Rav Huna Amar, Haya melamed alach alba, v'chach chira lo maise, osim lo maise. Now, let's say we have a chacham who's been teaching a particular halacha, and this is his tradition, seems for Rabbi. And then that maise ends up impacting him himself, then obviously he can follow it, because it doesn't look like any self-interest. However, im ad shelo asa, however, if it wasn't practical situation for the person, the Rav himself. And then only if after it became practical, limer, and then he starts teaching, oh, this is a tradition of Sidim Rabbanim, etc., etc. Or sin nacharim, vein osin la'atzmo. He can't pass him himself in this situation because it looks like he has a self-interest, but he can't pass him for other people. Okay? Yeah, imishiralo. So I said I read it the way it should have been. Meaning imishiralo, the gears have changed. We had here im atchaloi asa limed osim achrim bnei osim latzmo. It should be im mishiral lo maisa limed osim lacherim, which is basically why I explained it. I explained it like Kormadev, but I forgot to change the girsa. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Shmuel ben Asi Omer hanoi, which is like beauty, if you like, bal tzura, osher wealth, chokhmah wisdom, seva old age, v'kavod and honor banim. Let's tzadikim na it's good for tzadikim v'nei olam. It's good for the olam. Why? Because all these external things give someone more influence, and it's unfortunate true fact that people are more willing to hear, and are more influenced by people that are good looking, wealthy, have kavod, etc. All these things. So in other words, if the chachamim have that, then it's great for the world because it's they'll. They'll end up being influenced in the right direction. He says, what's with Banim? It's actually interesting. I'm not going to go through the whole Korban Eda, just given the time. But the Korban Eda says, when it comes to Banim, firstly, it's good if they see that the tzaddikim, their children in the right are behaving in the right way, then they'll also want to follow their lead, to have families like that as well. Or alternatively, that the Banim can help them. Fine. Now, the question is, Ma Tam, where do we see all these character traits? It says, Ateret Tiferet Seva. So the Korban Eda says, Ateret, that's your osher, because it's a crown. Tiferet is the noi and Seva, but there are tzakatimsa. Also, Ateret Skenim Bnei Banim. So there you got your Bnei Banim here. The Tiferet Banevotam. Then we've also got the Tiferet Bechurim Kocham. So that is the Koach there. Vahadar Skenim Seva. So all these things we just mentioned, but Omer v'neged zkeinav kavod. There's kavod as well. So that's all the things that are considered tov, if you like, for tzaddikim. So Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer elu shiva midot. These four midot shemanu chachamim b'tzaddikim kulam nitkabu Rabbi. Rabbi had them all. Ubanav him and his children. Rabbi Yochanan Omer kol sheva midot shamru chachamim b'tzaddikim hayu b'Rabbi. Now the question is, man Rabbi, who is Rabbi? So we already know this, but however, who Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rabbi. Not only that, Rabbi Yehuda says not only is he referred to as Rabbi, who Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who Rabbeinu? But then Moshe says Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So when you see Rabbeinu, that is actually referring to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's continue. Chomer b'sofrim Torah. We find that there's a chumra. There's more hard, strictly, if you like, divrei sofrim, divrei Torah. Specifically, by the way, we're still referring to Zakin Mamre. Why? Halmer ain't filin la'avor al divrei Torah. If someone says Zakin Mamre paskins, filin's not in the Torah. Does he get killed for that? No, patur. Why? Because that's not even hora'ah. Because all you have to do is open up a chumash and you just see the words. It talks about filin. So therefore, that's not considered something that a Zakin Mamre can be killed for. However, if he says chamesh trotafot lo sif al divrei sofrim. If he tries to say there are five boxes in tefillin instead of four, that's what he can be killed about. Anyone who's told about Beitin should be a rovel, should be Yavne. He wouldn't be killed in Beitin, in the Beitin in his city or in Yavne. Elamalino Beitin. Rather, you take him to the Beitin Gadol should be Yerushalayim. Now it's interesting. Why would you think Beitin should be Yavne? The Korban Eda says ilu the Beitin belishchata gazit. So shalul, sorry, shalul the Beitin should be the gazit. For Amrulo. What? In other words, the question came to the highest court in Lishchat HaGazit, and then they told him, "No, this is halacha." And he goes back, and it took a couple of years, but then he returned to his old ways. And in that time, Ad Shigaleh Sanhedrin Gadol LeYavneh, it was at a time where the Sanhedrin was now no longer in the Beis Hamikdash and moved to Yavneh. And Achar Kach Aroka B'Tchila, and then he went back to his old ways. Even so, you don't kill him in Yavneh. Despite the fact that's where the Sanhedrin Gadol is now, even if the Beis HaMikdash was still around, so that's the chapi. That's the important law here. It was Daf could only be killed by Lishchat HaGazit, despite the fact we're in a time where he might have the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin Gadol is in another location, meaning in Yavna, despite the fact he was warned in the Sanhedrin Gadol. Still, no, it's only if. It could only be killed by the Sanhedrin Gadol in its proper place in the Shulchan Gazi. Okay. So they take him there, but they wait till the regel. They wait till the Shulchan Regelim, and then they kill him there. Kill him then. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. This had to be such a it was in such an important thing not to create, Shtei Torah Israel, that it was a public display that he had to be killed. Kol Am Yishmu Ro, and that's when is the place where everyone is in one location? That's in the Shlosh HaRegalim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. How can you do that? In Manu Dinim, we've got Isur of being of Inuya Din. If someone's Chayiv Mitzvah, you can't delay their execution. That pain and the weight is not a good thing. So Manu Dinim shall say, Ela Mamtinim, Mamitino Tov Biyad, they're killing immediately. And they would write letters, v'sholchim b'chol makamot ish ploni ben ploni nitchayav mitzvah v'beit din, and they would publicize it. Now his proof of that is it doesn't say kol Yisrael yiru'u ela kol Yisrael yishma'u v'yira'u, right? Because it says they're all here, therefore they simply can just publicize that and be sufficient. Now chomer b'divrei sofrim, chavrei b'sher b'yochanan dodim divrei sofrim the divrei Torah. Dodim is mean they're close to one another. Because the divrei sofrim, meaning Trasha Baal Peh, is necessary to explain Trasha Bechtav. And says vechavivim, and they're dear like divrei Torah. Vechikech, meaning for that which comes from the mouth, like chaych, keyein atov is like the good one. Okay, however, Shimon Bar Va says b'shem of Yochanan, tovim divrei sofrim li divrei sorry, tov dodim my mistake, divrei sofrim divrei Torah, like we said, vechavivim yotzer, they're even more dear than divrei Torah, ki tovim dodecha. Mi yayin, even more than yayin. Okay. Now Rabba Bar Cohen says Bashem Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi. Tell Khashi Divrei Sofrim Chavim Divrei Torah. Why is Rabbi Tarfon? This is the class, this is the story, if you like. If you remember in the Mishnah, it's back in the Sechta Brachot. The Rabbi Tarfon says, I was machmir to lie down and say Kriyat Shema at night when I was traveling on the road. Kidivrei Beit Shammai. And it says, had you if something happened, you would mitchai benafshu. That's what the Mishnah says there. See, in other words, then the Gemara reflects. Had Rabbi Tarfon just not said Kriyat Shema at all, lo kara lo haya over ala bala aseh, he just wouldn't have had the mitzvah aseh. However, ala yadesha aval divrei beit hil, because he went to get divrei beit hil and then laid down and put himself in the sakana, and didn't paskin like, and didn't go like beit hil, who says you don't have to lie down at night time, but shochocha just means at the time when people were lying down. Therefore, he was nechayev mitzvah, it says. So Divrei Torah, he would just miss an asay, but by going against Divrei Chachamim, he was end up being Chayiv Mita. Shneimar Poretz Geder, someone who breaches a fence, Yishachenu Nachash, that the snake will bite it. Now, Tana Rebbe Yishmael, Divrei Torah yesh bahem Isur v'yesh bahem Heter. You find with Divrei Torah, there's yesh bahem Isur v'yeter. There's both Isur and Heter. Now, there's two ways to explain this. The Korbanator says, it means that everything that Torah asur, you find something that is mutar. You're not allowed to have blood, but you find that a kaved that's cool of blood, you can have it. Like there are all the examples in the Gemara of things that are everything that's after there's something mutar. Right? Obviously, you can't just have a liver raw, but you've got to grill it, etc. But I'm saying, you see, if everything's after, there's a way, there's something that is, even the non kosher particular animal, there's a fish that tastes exactly like it. The Gemara goes into all the details. However, the Pnei Moshe connects it more closely to the Asugya. Meaning, you find situations divrei Torah that the zaka member be chayv or can be part of like the continuation. However, in other yeshbuchim v'yeshbuchorim, aval divrei sofrim kulachomor. So how telach shoken as you say? Datanin an taman haomer ein tefillin alvaro divrei Torah. Someone, if a zaka member says that you don't have to wear tefillin, well, he's wrong. He might be misleading people, but he's not chayv mitzvah being zaka member because as we said, it's mufresh in the Torah. That's not even a horaah. However, if it's chashmod, let's see by the array to offering, we just said it's chayef. Okay. Am Rav Chanina. Chanina, sorry. Berei de Rav Adda, b'shem Rav Tanchum, barachia. Chamurim divrei skenim divrei nevim. The words of the skenim amu chamur the nevim. Dichtiv, as it says, al tatifu yatifun. Don't preach the preachers. And the continuation is, al tatifu yatifun. La'ele lo yisag klimot. It would take a shame, it is. And it says, V'ktiv atif lecha le'yayin v'le'sheichar. Now the question is, what is the drush from here? I don't fully understand the Korbanator here, but the Pnei Moshe explains as follows. Let's read inside. He says, Pasuku b'micha, She'a Navi omer lahem b'shem Hashem. The Navi was saying name of Hashem, Shra'ui limnoa mehem divrei nevuah. I shouldn't even be giving over divrei nevuah. Ho'il va'enam, because you're not listening to me. U'mevazim divarav, you're degrading our words. K'mo shamalta tifu yetifun. The preacher shouldn't preach. Lo tifu la'ele lo yisa klimot. Lefi she'enam chafatzim. You don't care, you don't want it. Ela b'divrei sheker. All you want is lies and falsehood. V'kazah. כמו שמסיים שם. זה לא עכשיו רוח ש, ושל כסף ויטיף, אבל בדברי זקנים, he says, לא מצינו כן. Mean you only see a Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, and now be the people, and you should say, okay, time to turn off the station. No, 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 don't give it over. But when it comes to Divrei Chachamim, afal pi she'in mashgichin, even if they're not listening, Amra, it doesn't say anything. Amra Torah, v'igilu l'chata she'edah v'mishpat. You're still going to keep teaching. V'anash l'mamarim, and you get punishment, and the people that don't listen, they get punished. L'mamarim, v'inu m'chomim. Why shachamurim divrei zkenim? You find the words of chachamim divrei Torah there is more chamur even than divrei nevi'im. That's where the Bnei Moshe explains. Okay, that's it. Call them and pick up here tomorrow.
Thank you.